So when I say assuming you're a long-term investor, obviously that means you've got 8 to 10 years at least. And when I say foundational, that we consider those foundational stocks, keep in mind what I'm talking about is they may not be foundational stocks as I would have them listed. But they have probably reached several new highs over the last year and a half and several new lows over the last year and a half. And that is going to make them strong positions for your portfolio. The likelihood, not impossibility, but the likelihood of those particular stocks hitting lower lows, lower than your cost basis, are probably very slim at this point because we've seen so many record highs in the markets and so many highs in some of those particular stocks. So they are going to be quality stocks to your portfolio. It doesn't necessarily mean that if I pick that stock out of a group of stocks that I would say this is really a quality stock. I might not, but they will be for your portfolio. I don't mean to get kind of confusing here, but I want you to understand that it's important that you stay the course. I am not in the optimistic place that a lot of people are headed into 2021. If we have a Biden administration, there is going to be some very difficult time for, not the markets, difficult times for the economy. It is one thing to create and allow enormous amounts of debt in our government when you are coming from an extreme pro-growth administration. It's quite another thing to get new highs in our debt over and over again and continuing to create debt when you are anything but a pro-growth, pro-jobs, pro-America, pro-dominance in from an economic perspective, when you're not that and you're creating the debt at the same time and you are outspending far beyond the debt that you're even creating because of a particular ideology and government that you may be trying to build, it is pretty much a recipe for big time disaster. The question will be, maybe moving forward in a, although I still will say, God forbid, Biden administration or Kamala Harris administration is more like it. If we don't resolve one way or another the corruption of this last election, we are doomed for every election moving forward. If we don't maintain control of the Senate, we are going to be doomed from a perspective that we will have no firewall to protect the American citizens from disaster that might be coming. Now, I want to say one more thing and I'll let you go, but I usually do, my plans this year were to do 11 for 21. I do 11 stocks that I think you have to own in your portfolio. Right now, As it stands, I've got three. A month and a half ago, I was wondering if I was going to be able to narrow it down to 11, just to give you an idea of where we are. I'm not going to make any prediction of what I will have, whether I will truly be able to put together an 11 or it's going to be whatever I can put together. I also want to say to all of you and thank you for the wonderful year that you helped us to finish. And we are dependent upon the gifts from all of you. And I want to thank you. The gifts of stock that we received was a record of how much stock we received. So many people gifting shares of stock to the ministry to avoid those capital gains tax, perhaps, or get rid of unbiblical stuff and giving it to us to sell. So that has been a blessing. Our IRA direct donations that we've received has been increased as well. And I just thank you because we've had a great year. I pray that we can continue, and I pray that you will be motivated by the Lord and that then you will be obedient to continue to give to our ministry throughout the year. We more than met our match of $62,000. I will tell you next week where we were on all that, the end of next week. By the time I get everything from the post office, it's cleared and all that. And I had another donor that stepped up and said that would match anything that comes in by the mail, and they will do that match in January. So that comes in the mail too, for the end of the year. So grateful for those, and that is a blessing, and how you all have responded. And by the way, I had a wonderful Christmas holiday. It was a wonderful 4 days. My brother-in-law went home to be with the Lord. He was struggling with a kind of a rare disease, and they had given him hours or weeks to live just 3 weeks ago. He went home to be with the Lord. He was at such peace. He knew Jesus, and he was just on fire and felt so good about meeting Jesus. So it was a Christmas that came with some sorrows, some sadness, and some celebration that he was excruciating pain in his home with the Lord now. And what a wonderful thing. So we had a great Christmas and a time to relax and enjoy family. So thank you for your well wishes, your prayers. We sure do appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful day. I don't know about you, but more people that I run into, more people that I talk to, and myself included, more reliant upon our Lord and Savior than at any other time. We are relying upon the Lord in a big, big way. And we will continue to do that. We don't know all that he has in store, but I am excited thinking about what's in store, even if it's not so good. Remember, our Bible study this week will be on Wednesday morning this week. All right, I hope you have a great day. I'll see you in a little bit. God bless.